Headline reads, the 100 Black Men of Metro Baton Rouge, recognized nationally by 100 Black Men of America Incorporated. Well, recognized for what? Gotta love when Baton Rouge is showing up and showing out on a national level. So let's welcome in Michael Adams from 100 Black Men of Baton Rouge, as well as Darius Lannis. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. This is Mike Adams.
Hey, Mike. Good to have you on. Good to have you on as well, Darius. Glad to have you both to be talking about this because the story reads, during the June 14th through 18th, the 100 Black Men of America held their 37th annual conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. 100 Black Men of Metro Baton Rouge was nationally recognized for various awards, accolades, and competed in various student competitions. Tell me all about it. What kind of awards did y'all take home?
Hey, I'll start. This is Mike. Listen, I am so proud of our guys. We won the chapter of the year in the 100 Black Men of America Network. There are 102 chapters, and we competed against cities like New York City, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, and Baton Rouge brought it home. We were also recognized for having the mentee of the year, a young man by the name of Herman Pride, who graduated from Baton Rouge High. Senior division won the African-American History Contest. Our junior division came in second for that contest. And our guys also won the State Farm Financial Literacy Competition. And on top of that, Brian, our collegiate chapter at Southern University also won Chapter of the Year. So the 100, as you know, is all about mentoring. It's all about, changing kids' lives. And Baton Rouge is just the gold standard now in the 100 network.
Okay, so let's take a moment to back things up and talk about 100 Black Men overall. And then we'll get back into the individual competitions and Baton Rouge's outcome here. 100 Black Men of Baton Rouge, I've known about. I didn't know it was part of a national thing. How did y'all come to be?
Well, so I'll give the history on that, man. Since 1993, this idea of creating a 100 came into existence because of the slew of violence that was happening around the city of Baton Rouge. 30 years later, we're still here. We still have a pulse on what's happening inside of our community, more specifically 70806 community, where we still reside to this day. And we still are working with all of our community partners to help alleviate crime. But what we do best, and you'll hear our president, Michael Adams, say it the most, what we do best is mentoring kids, which is why our slogan, our motto is what they see is what they'll be. We want to be a shining example of what men should be inside of this community, that give back, time, that give back energy, and that work with our young people. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters the most.
Michael, you want to follow up on that with how it's evolved over the years?
Oh, sure. Listen, I was one of the original members 30 years ago, along with Brace Godfrey and about 30 other guys, who actually saw that a change was needed, and the importance is still needed today. We became part of the 100 network 30 years ago. The 100 was started by a group of guys out of New York City, former Mayor David Dinkins, and they were sitting around, from my understanding, and they said, listen, if we had 100 men to get involved with kids, we could make a difference in kids' lives. And that's kind of how it started. And so that spread across the country, and when it spread to Baton Rouge, it just seemed to be a perfect fit. We have not walked away from the space of wanting to deal with anti-violence and having young people have alternatives to behavior issues, but what we do best is mentor kids. We have in Baton Rouge the number one ACT program in this area. We have a financial literacy program. Our flagship program is something called Project Excel, where we tell parents, give us your kids at sixth grade, and if they stick with us throughout 12th grade, we'll help them go to college. We've recently launched two new programs, one called Respect for Life, as a result of the shootings in 2016 in Baton Rouge, where we have a five-module curriculum, and we're in six high schools with that program. And just last week, we launched a new program with juvenile court for first-time offenders to get kids clean records who just made dumb decisions in our program called Not From This House. So we're doing a lot, and with the great leadership of our executive director, Darius, and we have now 186 volunteer members, we are really making an impact in our community.
Okay, that'd be more than 100, though. I mean, you got to rename it 186 Black Men.
Oh yeah.
Well, listen, and they're all not black. So listen, we're open to we have some great guys who are of the other persuasion who just believe in the cause. And I say all the time, if you believe in mentoring kids, if you believe in making a difference, come on aboard and we welcome you.
We're talking with Michael Adams and Darius Lennis from 100 Black Men of Metro Baton Rouge, bringing home some hardware from the national conference. Guys, you mentioned this was started in the 90s here in Baton Rouge as a way to combat violence. Here we are 30 years later. The violence remains. In fact, I don't think it would be that tough of an argument to say it's worse now than it was then. How do you measure success within your organization while simultaneously reading the headlines?
I think the way we do that is doing what we do best. You know, I think that occurs with mentoring. But I think it also, again, also when you couple that with working with some of our community leaders to ensure that we can create a safer environment for not just our young people, but for all of the citizens across Baton Rouge, I think that gets us to a better place. I think, honestly, that's the litmus test. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing, you know, since last summer. When 3-year-old Devin Page Jr. was killed right down the street from our office, we wasted no time. We did a 10-day walk of peace. We met with the mayor's office, and since that time, we created an inception. Since that inception of the program, not from this house, rather, it's put us in a better place and given us a better idea of what the pulse of our community is. And we've had a slew of several town halls where we sit down with people, we get a better understanding of what they see happening inside of our community. And listen, we don't want to sugarcoat anything. There are a lot of things that are happening across Baton Rouge that we need to turn the page on. But we want people to know that we are at the table. The 100 is there. We're going to continue to be there, and we're going to hear their voices, and we're going to fight harder than ever right now to ensure that we have better initiatives going across our city to help bring down the violence.
Not sugarcoating it was actually the part that I was looking for. Michael, you want to pick up where he left off?
No, absolutely. One of the things that we have to learn to do as black men is take responsibility. And we know that a lot of the problems are in our community derived from the conduct and behavior of young black men. And there are various reasons for that, economic reasons, socioeconomic reasons, mental health reasons. But we believe in meeting the challenge at where it happens. And so we think that as soon as we can interface with young black males, it makes a difference. Our programs are designed for us to, you know, you ask, how do we measure success? We measure it one person at a time, one student at a time, one kid at a time. And what we ask from the Baton Rouge community is that we have a 30-year proven track record. Support us, trust us, but allow us, you know, we ask for our community leaders to financially, back us, partner with us, like many business leaders have, and give us the opportunity to make that change one kid at a time. That's the only way we're going to see a turnaround in this community.
Y'all brought home a lot of awards or recognition, I should say, from the national conference. There's a couple of them I want to talk about specifically. Michael, you mentioned the socioeconomic challenges. And one of the competitions that y'all brought home first place in was Dollars and Cents Financial Literacy. What goes into y'all's program there?
Oh, listen, that is an amazing program. One of the things I just didn't learn, and I learned from my own kids who are all college graduates, that we don't do a good job in the school systems of teaching financial literacy. And so we have a team that work with our young people. We have a financial literacy program that we run from about mid-January until April every year. And they actually learn how to manage money. They learn how to invest. They learn how to make good decisions when it comes to financial planning. And from there, we actually go to a national competition. And so for the last couple of years, the kids are presented with a problem or a challenge. And this year, it was a young lady who was ranked as a tennis star. She was trying to go to college, and she was working part-time, and her parents were retired military people. So they had to develop a scenario of how she could actually go to college and present in front of a panel of judges and answer questions. And we think it's just a tremendous opportunity. We also have our a local camp that'll start in a couple of weeks, a financial literacy camp that we'll host at the downtown library. And we've already maxed out. I think we have 100 kids already signed up for it, free to the public. So those are the sort of things that are different that we are doing in that space.
And this is one area where I feel like generationally we haven't put the emphasis on the basics, and there's a chance to make up some ground here.
Absolutely. We don't just start there, though. We also have a Young Investors Academy. So where we may not get as many things touched on inside of our Dollars and Cents course, our Young Investors Academy breaks it down even further when you talk about investment accounts, when you talk about stocks and bonds, when you talk about the stock market system, understanding what those things entail. So our young people can, one, be better invested, but two, have a better understanding before they start investing.
A couple more before we get you out of here, and I know we've got less than 3 minutes to go. Took home the Brace B. Godfrey African American History Challenge competition. First place in the senior division, second place in the junior division. Are there specific areas of African American history that garner more credit than others through 100 Black Men of Baton Rouge? What do y'all look for? What are the highlights?
Now, Brian, let me say this, though. As there is some, you know, weird move to challenge African American history and take books out of libraries, we try to encourage kids to learn more, learn about history. And it's amazing. These kids have to go read basically a history book and study it and learn all the facts. One of the interesting things was that in the junior division, the kid we lost to was a little white kid from Omaha, Nebraska. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Who he must have had a photographic memory and just memorized the whole thing. But he did such a wonderful job. But we're going to get him next year. He's not going to, you know, do it to us again. But our kids learn all sort of things. They study for about 6 weeks before we turn them loose in the competition. And it's basic American history. And the neat thing is the competition is named after our founding president, Brace Godfrey, who was one of the members 30 years ago that started the 100 in Baton Rouge and was recognized for his hard work, and they named this competition after him. So we think it's, you know, we're very, very proud of the fact that we can represent Brace and what he started and bring it back to Baton Rouge.
Six different first or second place finishes. I love seeing Baton Rouge shine on a national stage. Darius and Michael from 100 Black Men of Baton Rouge, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.